When you're serving HEA, what are you doing?
Making sure that the plant runs smoothly and that HEA members are getting their money's worth. Before, you were asking me about goals and aspirations. So yes, the things I've been pushing have been renewable energy. Just before I got off the board the last time, we started a renewable energy committee. To some people, it might seem like, well, this is kind of silly. You've got a committee started, and now there is one. That's sort of how you measure progress when you're on a board. What you do when you go there is to try to represent the rest of the HEA members, all 27,000 of them or something.
And are you building relationships with providers of renewable energy?
HEA certainly is.
Can you be more specific?
Oh, yeah. At the annual meeting just this past week, I mentioned that this community solar is something that I've been working on for a long time. That was kind of how we got into the Renewable Energy Committee, was I've been trying to put together a program where HEA would essentially build a small-scale solar system down here, probably on the Southern Peninsula, probably out on East End Road, to be exact. Members of HEA buy into that, could buy shares of the solar system. And the last piece of that puzzle that I don't really have worked out yet, but I'm hoping to, is that then they would receive net metering credits against their bill at home. A lot of people would like to be involved in the net metering program, but they either don't have a site that's good for it, or they're renting a home or whatever. They just don't have the capacity to put together a system, or they really don't want to be operating their own energy power plant in their backyard. But they feel strongly that renewable energy is kind of the wave of the future, and they want to participate however they can. And this would allow many more HEA members to participate in that program.
And if I would read the newsletter, this wouldn't be new information to me, would it?
I don't think it's in the newsletter yet.
Okay, but it's coming.
It should be. I was a little bit surprised. The annual meeting, when we were discussing that, the general manager thought that maybe by the end of this year we'd have something up and going, which, great. I mean, other renewable possibilities we've been working on pretty heavily is this underwater current generation system for out in the bay.
Do you have a location for that?
There would be an initial location. It would probably be out by the Forelands, I would guess, right by where Nikiski Power Plant is, so you'd have a shortest run of transmission line to get to the system. Hydrokinetics is actually, I think, the term for it, and you can't just go out and buy one yet. We partnered with a company called ORPC, Ocean Renewable Power Company. They ended up building something, and they've actually put it in. Originally, they had one in Maine, which is where some of their stockholders were from Alaska, were from Anchorage area. So they thought that Cook Inlet would be great for it. So they came out here to look, and they think that it is. They're still in the development stage. It takes a lot of money, and they keep trying to get grants and stuff. I mean, and they were like, well, if you got about $2 million that we could use to do that, that'd be great. And I was like, well, I don't happen to have $2 million, so I guess
not
we'll have
today
to wait. So we're waiting.